Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us today. Today I'm meeting with Mike Krueger. Mike is on the board of directors for the Franklin County Development Association, and Mike is also the superintendent for West Fork Schools. We talked last time, Mike, I think it was the end of August, and school was getting started, and you had lots of stuff going on. Last time we talked about construction that was going on. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure. Thanks for having me back. Yes, a lot has changed since the end of August. We continue to have work done on our FEMA safe room, which is also our office remodel. Things are going well. We anticipate that being done around the first of the year. That FEMA safe room will also house our preschool early childhood classroom, so super excited about that. Also, we were just wrapping up our phase one HVAC project over summer. We finished that up. I think the last time we visited, we were talking about getting enough signatures on a petition to pursue a bond referendum in November. And since we last met, we got the signatures we needed. And yes, we are pursuing a bond, and that will be on the ballot in November.
How many signatures did you need for it to move forward?
It's a relatively low number. I think it was just a little over 200 is what we needed.
Okay. So then bonds moving forward to a vote from the public, correct?
Correct.
Is that how that works?
Yep.
Okay. And I know you guys are having an open house so people could ask questions. When is that happening? And
yeah, we had two scheduled. We've already had one. Our next one will be next Wednesday, October 11th. It's an opportunity to have people come in, tour our facilities, get the information, the correct information regarding what the scope of the work is and what it will actually cost taxpayers. So I'd love for people to get the correct information. So if they're available, able to come out, on the 11th, we have an open house in Sheffield from 6 till 8. But certainly, if that doesn't work, they're able to contact me and certainly could discuss all of those same items one-on-one if we need to.
You know, that's a really good point. I know a lot of people talk about the schools are important to people. And sometimes there's misinformation out there that, you know, might have got interpreted a little bit differently than what it was meant to be. So I really do encourage people to go out on that open house night or to get together with Mike. He's very easygoing, and I think you would get along fine with him. So don't hesitate to give him a call on that. Okay, so that's a lot of stuff going on. What else do you have going on?
Well, it's hard to believe how fast the school year goes. We're already looking at conferences coming up in not too far, so looking at scheduling those, which is so hard to believe, you know, as we're nearing the end of our fall sports season. It won't be long before we're in the winter sports season already, and that's just really hard to believe, as it just seems like yesterday that we were sitting down at the beginning of the year and discussing summer projects. So it's always amazing to me just how quickly time flies.
It really does. The other thing I was going to ask you, Mike, is, you know, I hear of a lot of illnesses going around. Are you having seeing any attendance issues with that?
Yeah, we certainly have some attendance issues. And that's one of the things, you know, brings me back to kind of one of the scope of our project we're wanting to do. And what we did in phase one in parts of the building, we improved the air quality. And that's a big part of phase two, just updating, improving the air quality in all the rest of the parts of the building, you know, besides doing the HVAC part. So yeah, air quality, certainly fresh air would make a huge difference as far as some of the illnesses and colds that we seem to pass through the buildings this time of year.
I remember those days. Once one person got sick, it seemed like, you know, it just went down the road. So, you know, with these improvements, hopefully that'll curtail some of that.
Yeah, we hope to see a decrease in the students being absent from school.
So we talked about if people wanted to contact you to go, you know, to talk about the improvements or any other issues they might have. What's the best way to reach you?
Well, they can certainly email me at mike.kruger at westforkschool.org, or they can call me 641-822-3234, my extensions 5639. Or what I would really encourage people to do as well, go to our website. We have all the information on our website for the bond 2023. It has a tax impact calculator. People could see exactly what it would cost them individually. And it will also show you what we're trying to do. You know, when we're trying to improve the health, safety, and security of our buildings, improving the learning environment by doing these building improvements, I hope people just get the correct information and check that out. So again, going to the website, and that's at www.westforkschool.org. It's right on the front page there. They can go to a drop-down menu and see all the information right there.
I went to your website and looked at that, and it's very easy to read. Very, you know, you get all the information you need, and it's very nice. So I would encourage people to do the same.
Yes, I'm hoping we get a lot of traffic through that. And again, if anybody wants me to come share about this, what we're trying to do, all they need to do is contact me, and I'd be happy to do so.
Well, that sounds great, Mike. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to FCDA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.